So, as Jessica said, I'm from a big family. I'm the youngest of four. And I think that my mom was sort of counting on me to be an extra set of hands around the kitchen. But it wasn't meant to be. She would put me on the floor of her kitchen in Hartford, Connecticut, and sort of open up the dishwasher door, saddle me up there with a bunch of Tupperware and wooden spoons, and while she was banging her pots, I would bang mine. And this is how it would be for a very long time. I just had no interest in really taking an interest in actually cooking. So this is really it for about 20 years. So eventually I was in college and I would get these calls from my mother and she would these voicemails from my mom asking me how I was doing and how I was eating and how things were going. But they weren't just the general mom calls. She wanted specifics. She wanted to know exactly what I was eating. And she would beg me to call her back and tell her exactly, word for ingredient by ingredient, what I ate. And unfortunately, this is what I would call her back and tell her. Macaroni and cheese with mustard and pretzels. Pretzels with cream cheese. Pretzels with salsa. Pretzels with beer. Pretzels with salsa. Pretzels with pretzels. And so she was, I could just hear it over the phone. She ached. Her heart was breaking. She was, you know, her family was from Italy. She really wanted me to eat much better than this. But this was how things were. So fast forward a few more years. Now I've graduated college and I'm working at the old Louis Bookstore Cafe. And it was a fine bookstore and cafe. And I started volunteering at a hospice. I thought I wanted to go into social work. So I started picking up some gigs, I guess they're called, I don't know. So I would go, I would visit some people. I would mostly read like cards or books. So we would flip through the newspaper together or go through old photo albums. It was lovely, it was really, really nice. And this one job called me up and this man wanted me to come to his house and this was different. So I show up at his house and he greets me and tells me that I won't be meeting his wife who actually needs the hospice care. I will be in the house and she will be on the top level of the house, but we'll never meet. She is in the last stages of emphysema and she is she's severely depressed. She'll stay up there, she'll read the New York Times, she'll do the crossword puzzles, and here's the bathroom, here's the kitchen, and here are her oxygen tanks. In case she stops breathing, you can change these, I know, and I'm just like, no, I don't know, you know. And so he's just like, you'll be fine, she won't need an oxygen tank change, you'll be fine. And leaves me there, and so I'm standing there, and my head is spinning, and I don't know what to do, so I call my mom. I call my mom, like, Mom, what am I gonna do here? How do I take care, you know, what do I do? So she's like, okay, here's what we're gonna do. Walk over to the refrigerator. Open the freezer, what do you see? And what kind of meat, what do they have in their freezer? So I'm like rummaging through their freezer, I'm like, I don't know, you know. And she's like, okay, they have some sausage, take out the sausage, open up the refrigerator, take out the red peppers, the green peppers, the onions, the garlic. And over the phone, 400 miles away, she teaches me how to make her sausage and peppers. So I'm in there, I'm like, you know, cooking, and I don't really hear a lot upstairs, just some movement, so I know she's, you know, I know she's alive, and that's it. So I'm cooking, so finally, hours later, the husband comes home. He seems happy, he seems satisfied, you know. I think he walked into a house that smelled kind of like life, you know. It didn't smell so like someone was dying. It smelled like someone was actually living here now and things were good. But he's very happy. He's telling me he wants me to come back and make more food. So I do. So I go home and I call my mom. I get all kinds of recipes. I go to the grocery store. I come back and over the next few weeks, we cook over the phone. So that's it for a little while. Now, a few years later, I get a phone call. My mom has suffered a terrible quadruple bypass surgery gone wrong. She's not doing well. So I leave Baltimore, I move home, and she's in a wheelchair now. She's not doing good at all. So I move home with my sisters, my brother, my dad, and you know, they all live very close, but I'm living with my mom and my dad. And you know, the situation is absurd. It feels very strange. And everyone is also starting starting to get kind of depressed. And so my mom and I are here. We find ourselves in the kitchen again. And we're hungry. You know, she's like, we need to eat. So she takes it upon herself to get out her little box of recipes that have all of the recipes, her sisters, her mother, her aunts, everyone is passed down through generations, and starts picking through these index cards. And sooner or later, we start cooking linguine with clam sauce, her meatballs, her marinara sauce, and her amazing chicken cutlets. And so we just start going through the list. And then she starts looking at, you know, the Food Network and getting all these fancy ideas and sends me out to the grocery store. I come back. Chop, 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 clean, clean, cook, 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 all day long. And, you know, pretty soon this is it. I mean, this is normal now. I mean, she's still in a wheelchair and we're cooking, but she is taking care of us in the way that she knows how to take care of us. So it's really great. So now here I am, 33, working at YPR. And at least once a day, I heat up some food, I'll make something to eat. And my coworker, Suni, says, if you know Suni, this is exactly almost what he says. He says, girlfriend, did Mama Carbone teach you how to cook like this? And I was like, no, Suni, this is, my mom taught me how to cook, but it's not really about the food. This is just, she just kind of had a way in the kitchen. She just had a really fun, happy, easy way in the kitchen. So now I'm here and I love to cook for my son, my husband, and anyone I love. And the thing is, so the other night, you know, I cooked my 7-month-old, I cook him red lentils, brown rice, steamed apples. I mean, he's eating like a king, so he's very happy. But I think that at the end, she's kind of like, every day, every time I step into the kitchen, she's kind of teaching me how to be a mom.